In other words,
all day long we've heard this scripture during the Sunday school, Luke chapter 1.
I think it was Deaconess Bascom read Luke 1 this morning. She read most of it. Then Reverend Hilton read the Magnificat. So I'm not going to read it, but I want to talk about shouting on the promise. Shouting on the promise. And when you get a chance, you read, just start at verse 26 and just read it, you know, down. And God is speaking to an angel, Gabriel. He tells Gabriel, I want you to go to this little out-of-the-way town called Nazareth. I'm not sending you to the big city today. I'm not sending you to Jerusalem. I want you to go to this town where they ask the question, can anything good come out of this town? It's a poor town. It's not a town where the rich and famous hang out. It's an agricultural town. It's a town where nobody of note lives there. Don't look for any ambassadors there. Don't look for any kings. Kings, they're going to detour around Nazareth. It's like people don't deliberately drive through the hood. They may have to go through the hood, but Nazareth was the hood, and God speaks to his ambassador, if you will, his angel named Gabriel, and says, I want you to go to Nazareth. And when you get there, I want you to look for this little 14-year-old girl. And her name is Mary, and she just got engaged to this guy by the name of Joseph, and he's no VIP, but he does have a job. He does have a career. He's not very rich, and he may not be very smart, but he is a carpenter, and he's engaged to this 14-year-old, and they are going to be married in a year. And I want you to talk to this little girl by the name of Mary and tell her that she has found favor with God. Look at somebody and say, favor is better than money. Whenever you have favor, even if you don't have a job, you ought to have the assurance that the Lord will make a way somehow. Even if you don't come from a rich family, even if you don't live in an important neighborhood, if you are able to say, listen, I got favor with God, then you know, look at somebody and say, I know I'll make a way somehow. I don't understand how I'm going to get through, but I got favor, and favor is better than money. So this little girl, 14-year-old girl, Mary, the only thing she could brag about was that she was in David's family. How many of you know that, this, you know, if all you got, how many of you ever been related to somebody that you liked? And you might have been the fourth cousin. Well, you know, I'm cousin so-and-so. He's my cousin. That means you really like it. And the only thing that Mary could brag about, that she was in David's family about 75 generations before, David was my cousin. And so the angel showed him and said, listen, Mary, God has found favor with you. And you know, if it was me and an angel shows up, any of y'all have y'all ever had a conversation with an angel? Now, me neither. But if an angel showed up and said, hey, Jackson, hey, God has found favor with you. And I turn around, if I was in Mary's situation, and he said, well, you mean God found favor with me? I'm still poor. I still live in the hood. I'm having a hard time paying my rent. I'm talking about us now. I'm catching heck on every side. You know, where's the favor? But how many of you know that you can be poor and still have favor? You can have the rough side and coming up the rough side of the mountain and still have favor. You may not have any health insurance, but you still can have favor. The Lord still can bless you. Even though you grow up on the wrong side of the track, you can still have the favor of God. And when the world is against you, God can be for you, and God can open doors for you, and God can make a way for you. Do I have a witness in the house? There's somebody in here who's been through the rough side, and God still made a way. Angel shows up, and Mary is 14 years old. She's engaged, and Gabriel says to her, "Woman of God, God has found favor. You don't be nervous that I'm talking to you. I want you to know that God has found favor with you." You read that first chapter, and said, "You're gonna have a son. You're gonna have a baby boy, and I want you to name him Jesus. And he's gonna be the Messiah. He's gonna do great things. And I want you to know that God is gonna bless your son, and your son is gonna he's gonna get back into the Davidic kingship, and he's gonna be awesome." And Mary says, "Well, how can that be? Because I'm engaged, but I ain't had sex with Joseph." Now, you don't say it quite like that, but I'm Jacksonizing it, so that y'all can get with me, because y'all... And then they have conversation, and Mary said, "Well, hey, may it be as the Lord says." How many know that the Lord still can have talk with single young girls and give them a word of doing the possible when situation seems impossible? That's what it's all about. When you look at a situation and it seems like it's impossible for you to do, when God steps in and overpowers you by his Holy Spirit, he's able to give you possibilities that you never dreamt of. Do I have a witness in the house? God is still able to talk through angels and give us a new word of possibility. Look at somebody and say, "I know I don't look like it, but I'm pregnant with possibilities right now." Now I want one brother in here to say, "Hey, I ain't no woman, but he still gives me possibilities too. It may not look like I'm ever going to do anything in my life." Somebody just got out of jail and it don't look like you got any impossibilities. Look at somebody and say, "I just want to be overshadowed by the Holy Spirit. And it don't look like I'm going to do nothing." And so the angel shows up. And the angel just says, "What's going to happen?" Look at somebody and say, "Ain't nothing happened yet." The angel shows up, "Hey, Mary, you have found favor. And you are going to have a baby boy named Jesus." And Mary breaks out in a song, Elder. She breaks out in a shout over the promise of God. I wonder if anybody here can shout on the promise of God. That the Lord will make a way. That the Lord will fight your battle. That the Lord will make your enemies your footstool. How many of you can break out on a shout? It didn't even happen yet, but you can shout in advance. Mary, this young girl, and angel coming around there and talking. Verse 46, Mary says, "My soul. Gone, that's it. That's it, that's it." Mary says, hey, when I think about what the Lord has done and how the Lord will fight your battle and how the Lord will make your enemies your footstool. But I think about all his power, how he's kept my grandparents and how he's made a way. My soul magnify. Magnify the Lord with me. Magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah.
When I think about, and that's why I want to tell you this morning that you don't have to go around killing police officers. How many of you know the Lord will fight your battles? The Lord, in the Lord's time, no matter what the grand jury does, in the Lord's time, the Lord can work it out. Do I have a witness in here? And so Mary says, she starts remembering Jewish history. She says, he shows mercy from generation to generation. His mighty arms has done tremendous things. He has scattered the proud and the haughty. How many know the Lord can bring those who are up down? And he can lift those who are low. He can those who got food, he can take food away. And those who ain't got no food, he can give them food. Do I have a witness in here? Mary says, magnify the Lord with me for all the things that he has done, that he is able to keep us from falling. He's able to make a way out of no way. And that's what I want us to understand. He's able.
A few weeks ago,
we acknowledged kids in school. They brought their report cards here. And some of the kids had great grades, and some of the kids had medium grades, and a few of the kids had an F or two. And some of the kids, they didn't want to come up and talk about the Fs, but the mama made them. And we attempted to be very loving and caring. But somebody after church said something to one of the kids. And in my heart, I believe they really meant it for good. But what? And I never asked the kid who said it, because I didn't want to know, because I didn't want to have anything in my heart against somebody. So I don't know, you know, so if you're getting nervous, I don't know who you are. And I deliberately decided I didn't want to know. But I do want to talk about you. Now, in my heart of hearts, I don't know who it is, but in my heart, I really don't think you meant it for harm. You know, sometimes you can say things and, you know, you really have good intentions and, but it doesn't come across that way. It might have been the child. And I don't know what was said, but I know I got a text saying that somebody said something to this person who had gotten a couple of F's and it hurt his feelings. And I wanted that child to know, just because you got an F doesn't mean you are a failure. That's what I want that child to know. Everybody in here has failed at one thing or another. Everybody in here has been up the rough side of the mountain. But you cannot allow one F or two F's to make you a failure, because Christmas is about an angel stopping by to overshadow you and give you new possibilities that you can be what you want to be in Jesus Christ. Do I have a witness? Oh, Justin, you preaching right now. Just go ahead and have yourself a Christmas party all by yourself. If it had not been for the Lord on our side, none of us would have ever made it. I had some help. You had some help. But Jesus said, God sent his son Jesus to die for us.
Thanks be to God.
And I just like this Magnificat. that says, even before God shows out, I'm going to shout right now. Just on his word. Just on the promise that he's going to stop by my house. Just because he takes notice at poor houses. Just because he just doesn't hang out in New York City. That he makes his way to Hackensack. That he just doesn't hang out on Summit Avenue. He comes down the Central Avenue. That he stops by 260 Central. He stops by 230 Central. He goes over on Newman Street. That he hangs out in the hood. I just stopped by to tell you today, God, he said an angel, I'm not an angel, but he did give me angelic work. And the good news is he's the God of possibilities. The good news is that he can work it out. And I just want somebody, is there anybody in here that believes the word? Is there anybody in here that believes what God said he was? Is there anybody in here that believes that he is a healer? Is there anybody in here that believes that he is a way maker? And even though he hadn't healed you yet, is there anybody here that's got enough faith to shout right now and say, if he said it, I know he can do it. Hallelujah! Got one more thing I want to tell you. This text is not only about Mary, but it's also about Elizabeth. Mary was a young girl, about 14, but Elizabeth was an old woman. And Elizabeth was Mary's cousin, relatives, I'm not exactly sure, but they were relatives. And Elizabeth was in her 90s, she was old, and nobody expected that she would ever be able to have a baby. She was married to Zacharias. You remember that? I read that whole text. And what I like about it is God will very often hook a Mary up with an Elizabeth. God will hook up a young woman with an old woman. And here's my question I want to ask you. Do you know who your Elizabeth is? And then Elizabeth, let me ask you, because, you know, I see a couple of Elizabeths at once standing up right there. That's an Elizabeth. You know, I'm glad that the Lord gave me a church where there's some Marys and some Elizabeths. And my question to Mary is, do you know who your Elizabeth is? And my question to Elizabeth is, do you know who your Mary is? And I hope that Elizabeth and Mary can get together. Because there's some things that Elizabeth's been through that Mary needs to know. Do I have a witness in the house? Find your Elizabeth. Speak to your Elizabeth. Elizabeth, speak to your Mary. Encourage your Mary. In case some of you brothers out there, you're getting a little nervous, all right? He ain't said nothing about Joseph and Zacharias. I just want you to know it ain't about you today. I'm not gonna try to make it fit. I can't make Joseph and Zachariah fit the way I can make Mary and Elizabeth. It's just next week sometime. Amen.